HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Oscar Wars, A History of Hollywood in Gold, Sweat, and Tears by Michael Shulman. Read by Charlie Thurston. A note before we begin. For notes on the text, additional reading materials, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. Or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/OscarWars. For my parents, Nancy and Richard Shulman. Let's get on with this farcical charade of vulgar egotism and pomposity. Bob Hope. Introduction. A little too scared to hope. The Oscars, it should be said at the start, are always getting it wrong. 24 centuries after Euripides came in third place at the Athenian Dramatic Festival, Brokeback Mountain lost Best Picture to Crash, and the outcry will probably last another 24 centuries. The ostensible purpose of the Academy Awards is to honor excellence in movies. But that lofty goal is what Alfred Hitchcock would have called a MacGuffin. The plot device that gets the real drama going. Each Oscar year is a suspense tale, a choose-your-own-adventure story. Like any good Hollywood screenplay, it has burgeoning conflict, a colorful cast of characters, and a few plot twists, all climaxing on a glittering stage under the glare of the cameras and millions of viewers. Subplots ricochet down the ages with new players. The neglected masterpiece, the overreaching campaign, the breathless starlet. Elizabeth Taylor becomes Julia Roberts. Citizen Kane crossfades into Do the Right Thing. What are the Academy Awards anyway? The answers vary. They're a vaunted tradition celebrating a great modern art form. They're an industry party, like a convention of landscapers but with better outfits. They're the closest thing America has to royalty. They're the only thing forcing Hollywood to factor art into commerce. They're a marketing ploy propping up a multi-billion dollar business. They're a method, however dubious, of organizing movies into a canon. They're a game. They're a relic. They're a fashion show. They're a horse race. They're an orgy of self-congratulation by rich and famous people who think too highly of themselves. They're the gay Super Bowl. This book argues in 11 installments that there's something else, too. The Oscars are a battlefield where cultural forces collide, and where the victors aren't always as clear as the names drawn from the envelopes. The red carpet runs through contested turf, but it can take years to see what the real battle lines were. An aesthetic sea change that sets the tone for a decade might be buried in the screenplay nominations. A political upheaval might be a whisper one year, a roar the next. Like Hollywood's greatest sagas, Star Wars, The Godfather, the Oscars often play out as a drama of generational conflict, as a new cohort shows up to displace the old. A young upstart may recur decades later as an industry heavyweight. The boyish Steven Spielberg, who gets snubbed for Jaws, becomes the establishment bigwig of Saving Private Ryan. In recent years, the Oscars have become a conflict zone for issues of race, gender, and representation, high-profile signifiers of whose stories get told and whose don't. These reckonings are a long time coming. The hashtag OscarsSoWhite campaign reached a crescendo in 2016, the same year America went through a political paroxysm steeped in racial animus. But OscarsSoWhite grew out of a century's worth of absence, punctuated by lonely victories for such black stars as Hattie McDaniel, Sidney Poitier, and Halle Berry. The next year, the Harvey Weinstein scandal took out one of the Oscars' most contentious players and tarnished Hollywood's self-enshrined mythos. But it echoed back to Harry Cohn's Oscar-encircled casting couch at Columbia Pictures. In previous decades, Oscar wars were waged over different issues, but they were no less fraught. In the 30s, Hollywood's insurgent labor movement turned the Academy into public enemy number one, as workers boycotted the ceremony and nearly killed off the Oscars in their adolescence. In the 50s, the Academy bent to the paranoia of the House
Sample complete. Ready to continue?